In this step, we're just going to double check our answer from the last slide here. So we're going to use a different kinematic equation, and I've selected one to use here that takes advantage of the fact that the question told us what the distance or displacement of the train traveling was. So we can use this equation here, where the displacement is equal to the final velocity squared minus the initial velocity squared, all divided by 2 times the acceleration. So we need to rearrange that equation to isolate acceleration on the left side of the equal sign, which I've done here, and plugging in our values for the known variables here, including the displacement of 168 meters, we find out that we come out with the same value for the acceleration once we round to significant digits, which is 0.667 meters per second squared. So this just confirms our answer from the previous slide using a different equation.